Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hello,
Can I
sir.
help
Good
you?
evening. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. By any chance, is your name Eric Rose?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, we would like to know, sir, are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't know, probably off on the wrong track.
Okay. And moving on, sir, I want to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Well, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So I'm gonna moving forward, I'm gonna refer to this area as Levine. So my first question to you would be, sir, well, for statistical purposes, may I know the year you were born in?
75.
Great. And moving on, sir. Well, is anybody in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, multiracial?
Well, white.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine, sir? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair to poor. Gotten worse over the last few years.
Well, how would you consider it? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. And moving on, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say they would improve the quality of life in Levine. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 1 to a 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. All right. So, for example, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses from a 1 to a 5, how much would you rate that?
Four.
Okay.
You're saying you need more?
1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. Five
Four
means it would
means more would help, yeah.
five means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. So yeah. So more shops
Four,
and
yeah.
retail. Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities from 1 to a 5?
Five.
5. All right. More good paying jobs from a 1 to a 5.
Yeah, three.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from a 1 to a 5?
Yeah, five. Super
Okay.
expensive.
Better street and road maintenance from a 1 to a 5?
Five.
5. Okay. And more dining and entertainment options from a 1 to a 5?
Four.
A 4. All right. And better public transportation options from a 1 to a 5?
Four.
A 4. Okay, sir. Well, thank you for your responses. Moving on. In terms of your job status, would you say you're employed, unemployed, retired, student, or a
Employed.
homemaker? Okay. And moving on, sir. Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? Would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few. All right. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Would you say too many, too few?
About all right.
Oh, about the
Or,
right amount. Well, thinking about commercial development, sir, I'm going to read to you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. I just want you to tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. For example, dollar stores and discount chains. Would you like to see more of that? Would you
Yes.
say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
I'll speak for the wife, yes, strongly.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals? Would you say yes or no that you would like to see more?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets, would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Would you say yes or a no? You would like to see more of that?
Yeah, yes, somewhat.
Okay. And home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, would you say yes or no that you would like to see more of that?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, sir. And moving on quickly, well, in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen, like in your own words?
Costco. I want a Costco.
More of Costco. Okay. No problem. No problem. All right. And moving on, sir, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Do you feel it's a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A very big problem.
Okay. What about how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent?
Somewhat of a problem, maybe.
Oh, we had a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a
moderate
problem.
Fairly big problem.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your responses so far, sir. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. I just want you to tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. For example, townhouses or attached homes. Would you say a yes or a no that you'd like to see more of that in Laveen?
Sure. Yes, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about single-family detached homes? Would you say a yes or a no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing?
Yes, strongly.
Oh, okay. And what about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums? Would you say a yes or a no that you would like to see more of that in Laveen?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And housing options for seniors? Would you say a yes or a no that you would like to see more of that in Laveen?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Well, how long would you say you've lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, over 20 years?
11 to 20.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent it, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. I just want you to tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. For example, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that?
Favor.
Would you say strongly or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose.
Uh-huh. Would you say strongly or somewhat oppose, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Would you favor or oppose that?
Favor, somewhat.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose, somewhat.
Oh, okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose, somewhat.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose, somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Moving on, we're almost done. Well, what would you say is the highest level of education you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Great, sir. And moving on. We would like to say as well, sir, we would like to know is what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, over 125,000?
Yeah, hold on, back, 75.
75, no problem. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Eric.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
No problem.